Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having Ivan Meisner back on the show. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wasn't he just here a day ago? Wasn't he just here 3 days ago? No, he wasn't here. That was just you remembering me talking about Ivan. I know, because I talk about him all the time. So I know it seems like he's here more often than he's not. But he's actually here today. And he's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International, BNI. He's written so many books, I can't carry all of them. I had to get two wheelbarrow loads full, including Truth or Delusion, and also the 29% Solution, which is actually my favorite. Ivan Meisner, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show. It's
good to have you back. Ivan, one of the things you do on a regular basis is poll your members about a number of topics and see what they're thinking, what's going on out there, how do they feel about different things like the government, like the marketplace, like credit, et cetera, et cetera. And I would like for you to, you have that survey today, you brought that with you today, and I'd like to go over it with you. What's the big picture takeaway from overall? Let's do that first, then we'll get into the weeds a little bit.
Yeah, sure. This is the second survey that we've done of not only BNI members, but the public regarding sort of the pulse of entrepreneurism, small business. And the results are pretty good, actually. We had about 1,500 business people participated in the last survey.
It's global, right?
Global, yeah. It was in every populated continent participated. Mm-hmm. And they found that about 69.4% of the respondents, so almost 70%, for the first quarter of 2011, felt that business was growing or growing substantially.
That's good news.
It is good news, and it's up slightly from the last quarter of 2010. The last quarter of 2010 said about 67.8 or almost 69%, so a little over a percent and a half.
And I have to tell you, Ivan, that's an improvement over some of the other surveys that I report on. That's a little bit better by maybe 20% over what I'm hearing from other people. So I just wonder, maybe your audience, you know, since they're such darn good networkers, maybe that's just the key. What do you think?
I think there's that possibility. I mean, this is an audience mostly of people that are either in BNI or know people in BNI. I mean, it's open to the public, but the people who follow me are people that are heavily invested in networking. You know, they're out there connecting with people. And so it's possible that it's, it's certainly not a random sample. Mm-hmm. So it's a sample of business people that, follow what we do. So that may be one of the reasons why it's potentially higher.
Right.
But even if that's the case, we're still seeing a slight increase from the end of 2010 to the beginning of 2011. So even with that potential bias, it's up still from last year, which is really good. And last year was up substantially from the year before, according to people. Now, one of the things we did in this survey that we didn't do in the last quarter survey was we asked, so why? Why do you think? Give us some open-ended answers. And we got hundreds and hundreds of open-ended answers. Oh, and we asked one new question this time around. Did you plan on hiring people over the next few months? And the average was about 50, just over 50% of the respondents said, yeah, we plan on hiring people over the next few
months.
That's
good news.
It is, except retail was even higher, and that's particularly good news. Retail was 61% of the respondents said they plan on hiring people, and you know, everything follows that. Retail, particularly manufacturing, when things are being sold, then things are going to be built. So all of that was pretty good news.
Well, and that is good news, but, you know, that's still a lot fewer businesses than we need to be hiring. I mean, it's pretty sad when we think those numbers are good numbers. We're excited about those kinds of numbers. We still got a long way to go, don't we?
I think we do have a long way to go. And one of the things that it doesn't indicate is how many people they're hiring.
Right.
You're asking if they're hiring, and if 61% of the retailers say, yeah, they plan on hiring in the next 3 months, that's pretty good. But who are they going to hire? How many people are they going to hire? Mm-hmm. One person? 20 people?
Right.
It's hard to say.
Ivan, where can we find this survey?
The survey is available for the second quarter 2011 at BNIBusinessIndex.com. BNIBusinessIndex.com.
All right.
And people who go there can see the actual results from last quarter. And actually, we've archived all of the results.
And we'll be linking to that.
The survey only takes about 2 minutes to take.
Yeah, it's not very, it doesn't take very long. And we're going to be linking to that too, Ivan. Thanks for bringing this information. We're going to get into the weeds a little bit. We're going to talk about what the six major areas that he asked his audience about right after this break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ivan Meisner is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.